about 20 minutes to go here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we take you right into the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Q, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Cooling. Tim Elkhorn and Scott Zarrilla will have that for you. They'll take you right into the pregame show of that matchup between the Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. And joining us now on the hotline to talk about the aforementioned matchup between the Cavs and the Orlando Magic is our very own Tim Elkhorn, who is live down at Quicken Loans Arena. Tim, how are you?
Well, I'm used to napping at this time. I tried to get a quick rest in before the show, but now that you guys have this live afternoon show going on and you want me and Mr. Zarrilla to stop by and pay you a visit, well, there goes nap time. But we're here on the floor. We're getting ready. We hit the airwaves shortly after 5 o'clock and looking forward to our final regular season edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Q. But our work here is not done, and Scott, we both hope that our work here continues on for at least a couple of months, as we'll be here before every Cavs postseason game.
Tim, we've done it for the last couple of seasons, and I was just thinking earlier before prepping to come out today, it's funny that it's almost like we do usually two shows a month during the regular season, and then we almost do as many in a couple of months that we do because we're here before every home game. But should be another fun run. The guys certainly need to tweak a few things. I'm the first one because you're always asking me, Zarrilla, are you worried? Are you worried? And guys, for the last 2 years, I've told him, I'm not worried. I'm not going to say I'm worried now, but they certainly need to clean up a few things by the time playoffs roll around for sure.
Scott, I want to ask you something, because you're doing the play-by-play for the Canton Charge.
Yes.
So, I mean, you obviously would have some first-hand experience being able to tell us just how good Larry Sanders has been so far. Now, again, it's a different level of competition. However, it's worth noting, he's put together some pretty interesting numbers. When you see him, what would you say restricts him the most from being able to step in and make an immediate impact on the current roster?
Well, guys, I would say probably because it's just been so long since he's played extensively, obviously, December of 2014. It's a combination of conditioning and then game rust, but they kind of go together. You know, he needs to get his wind back, which I was with the team all of last week for their three-game road trip to wrap up the regular season, and he's working very hard in practice, working very hard after practice with the big man, assistant coach. His conditioning is definitely getting there, and that is allowing him to knock off rust because he's playing more game minutes. And I also think that it goes hand in hand that the game, and I know you guys have all heard this phrase before, the game is slowing down for him because he's in better shape, because the rust is starting to come off. So Saturday night, he had 16 rebounds, but he only had 4 points, I believe 2 of 10 shooting. He missed a bunch of bunnies. That's conditioning, that's rust. That's gonna get knocked off. He just needs to continue to play, but from the moment that he signed to today, he's made leaps and bounds and he's really making good progress.
Scott, as Larry Sanders comes up to join the team here for the playoff push, what do you expect his role will be?
Well, for the Cavaliers or for the Charge?
For the Cavs.
Right now, he's with the Charge. That's okay,
sure.
Because he'll probably stay with the Charge throughout the Charge playoff run. Because, again, it's game minutes, it's game competition that he needs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the Charge are eliminated, of course, he'll be recalled right back to the Cavs. And to be honest, I don't see him getting a lot of minutes early because, again, he's NBA D-League ready. I don't think he's NBA ready. In an emergency, could you play him? Absolutely. Would he completely fall off the edge? No. But when it comes playoff time, you absolutely need guys at their best. I'm looking for him to be able to continue to progress in the D-League. And then when the D-League is over and he's back with the Cavaliers, you may give him spot minutes here and there. Hopefully it's a nice long playoff run into the June. And again, depending upon the matchups, depending upon foul trouble, guys sprain ankles, it's a nice insurance policy to have him there waiting on the bench. Again, he's 6'11". He's got this huge wingspan. He can block shots. He can rebound. If nothing else, that's sitting there waiting if you indeed need him.
Now, by the way, guys, Before we veer off of the charge topic, I don't know where you are going next, but let me just jump in here, because Scott Cirilla in the radio room just a few short minutes ago was telling me how he has basically taken on an assistant coaching role with the Canton Charge. You're not just down there.
Not assistant coach, player personnel. Well, player development.
Who's out there on the floor banging around with these
guys? It actually was me on Thursday.
Tell our listeners this story. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty funny, guys. It was, you would think of my person of my stature, 6 feet tall, would work with the guards.
Well, you think you're a play-by-play guy. You'd stand and watch practice.
Yeah. That's sort of what I was thinking, but yes.
But not practices and shoot-arounds. I'm a basketball guy. I want to be involved. So I help assistant coach Mel Eli, who used to play in the NBA, 6'10", big guy. He works with the bigs. So on Thursday, he said, look, come on over here. He goes, I want you to come off the elbow like a guard, push the big man to the baseline. Then he's going to come across and be the big that meets him on the baseline, on the block. And then as the guard, I'm going to come back in and double team. Well, the first part of that is coming off the block and banging into guys 6'10", 245. I'm 6 feet, 170, so I'm nothing much to look at. But I tell you, it's a blast. It's so much fun. But these guys, there's no taking it easy on me. They slammed me.
That's their work.
It's funny. I was dumb enough afterwards then to go work out on my own. So Friday, it was kind of peeling me out of the hotel bed and kind of scooping me onto the bus to the arena. I didn't do anything on Friday, I can tell you that. But it's a blast. It's a blast.
The little run-in store in the hotel,
that's
guys,
funny.
They ran out of Advil because Zerilla went in there and just bought bottle.
No, I'm to the point in my life, I hate to say my age, but the point in my life where I bring Aleve with me. And I went through all of that. Oh, yeah.
Wow. And my guess is you're probably swimming in a big pool of ices. Well, geez, oh, man.
Well, it's funny because one of our trainers, I talked to him about that. He doesn't believe in ice. He believes in letting the edema come together, the blood and everything, when you bang a body part, let the blood come in and start to heal. And he says the ice kind of retards that. Now, again, I've heard both. I've heard that before. And I said, well, that's good because, I'm going to spend, 4 hours trying to get the little ice bucket that you've got to try to load up and ice down my knee and my back. But getting back to Larry Sanders real quick, I did, again, with that drill with the big guys, he's come along a long way because his game is much sharper. And again, I never played at any significant level, but banging with him, coming on the double team, reaching in. His game's coming. His game is definitely coming. It's certainly a positive.
We're talking with Tim Alcorn and Scott Cirilla. You can hear these two in about 15 minutes or so on the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Cue, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Cooling, previewing the Cavs and Magic game a little bit later on tonight. Guys, when I look at this game, I just can't help but think that maybe, just maybe, the Cavs are looking a little bit ahead to tomorrow's game against the Celtics. We know the Cavs have struggled on these back-to-backs. Do you think there's a chance they might get caught looking ahead towards tomorrow night's game?
I don't think so. I mean, number one, you have to look at Orlando's record. They come in at 27-50, so you would hope that the Cavs could just dust them off and get ready for what would be a huge showdown game in Boston on Wednesday night. Of course, I have to be careful with the volume of my voice because, boy, did I just get a look right there. Sorry about that, buddy, but it is what it is.
the Magic are just like 20 feet away.
Yeah. Maybe we should rephrase the way we ask you these questions in that case. There.
Jody Meeks just gave me a look that it looks could kill, but then he did. But hey, I had to call it the way I see
it. That's right.
He did have a little grin when he walked away, though, but Jody just heard every word I said. But, no, I don't think so, because obviously knowing the importance of tomorrow night's game, and I'm sure Scott and I will delve into this during the countdown show, but you have to take care of tonight first.
Well, the other thing, too, is, guys, LeBron was asked after the Pacers game the other day on Sunday, was this a big win? And he kind of chuckled and said, well, yeah, everyone is a big one. And I think because with just 6 games remaining, again, what you need to do is, and this is where Tim certainly will back me up. I've been telling him for years, play your best basketball ramping into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Well, the Cavaliers have been hot and cold. They're not playing their best basketball. You've got 6 games to play your best basketball, meaning you don't have opponents to just look over. You better play well against Orlando to get your good habits back. Then you want to take them to Boston. You've got Atlanta twice. They're playing for playoff positioning. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So there are certainly reasons to play your best basketball and not overlook anyone.
And Boston's sitting at home tonight waiting.
Yeah.
They're not on
a
back-to-back.
And again, if you want that number one seed, you cannot give games away, and that would mean a number one tonight at home against Orlando. The rule of thumb, guys, is always win your home games, win the games you're supposed to win. Is Jody Meeks close by? Tonight's a game you're supposed to win.
I was looking right at it when I said it, so at least you're looking the other way.
Hey, you
I'll just blame you.
You're not getting paid to sugarcoat things. You get paid to tell it like it is, right? That's why you pulled down that check with all those zeros on it, right?
Well,
all those decimals.
Yeah.
Whose mine or his? Better not be talking about mine.
Well, you know, I thought that statement applied to both of you.
Well, you know. It's interesting. We always say we're right here on the floor, blah, blah, blah. Boy, those guys can't be any closer at times. And Jody was about as close as he could
be. He really was. Right at the half-court stripe, picking up the loose ball. It's like, yeah. Well, at least he saw that it was you talking and not me. That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, somehow you got yourself off the hook there. Yeah, just blame it on Alcorn.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you know. He's an easy guy to blame. Plus, Scott, now you've got some pull. You're down there practicing banging with these guys. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, you can always pass the blame on Alcorn. A lot of times at the station, that's what we do anyways. That seems to work around here.
Well, I'm more aware of that than you guys even know.
His office is that way, yes.
Yeah, we know exactly where to send all the complaints, the biggest office within the office. Well, guys, we look forward to it a little bit later on. You guys are about 10 minutes away from airtime on the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Cue, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Cooling. Scott, Tim, we look forward to the preview.
And, guys, just remember, when you're on with us later, we're going to ask you the exact same question. So hopefully you can go back and lift it off the tape and you'll have the right answers.
The only thing is we're going to set up a big speaker right here and direct them right at Orlando, warming up behind us so they can hear you back in the studio.
I think I'm going to ask Jody Meeks if he wants to sit in on the third mic here.
I still feel like we're the smart ones. We're not in the same building with them, guys.
I was just going to say, as far as Jody Meeks knows, I'm about 5'2", and I weigh about 170 pounds. So. Guys,
right,
we look forward to joining you later on. Thank you.
All right, thanks.